piece of draft legislation aimed at tackling climate change and reducing Ireland's carbon emissions between now and 2050. The Climate Action and Low Carbon Development Bill 2015 includes a provision which would oblige the government to prepare five-yearly plans to transition the country to lower greenhouse gas emissions. However, the bill does not include any country-specific targets for carbon emission reduction and instead adopts the targets set by the European Union and other existing and future international commitments like the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. The Green Party climate spokesperson Dr. Cara Augustenberg joins me now, along with Robert Douds, who's the Labour TD and member of the Oireachtas Environment Committee. And Robert Douds, your committee produced a report, I think much of which underpins this piece of legislation. So what is this bill designed to do?
Well, first of all, it's probably the most important piece of legislation to come before this Oireachtas, because climate change is the most vital issue that we must tackle in the world today, not just in Ireland, but right across the world. So in that sense, I very much welcome it. And the bill sets out targets for a series of five-year periods, primarily in four areas, with the aim of reducing carbon emissions, particularly in agriculture, energy, transport, and the built environment. And it's really important that this is done for all our sakes, so that we don't have a situation where the world gets to be more than 2 degrees above pre-industrial temperatures. And it's vital, obviously, that this is done right across the world. So in that sense, I very much welcome this bill.
Okay, I haven't had a chance to read this piece of legislation yet, Robert Douds, but are there specific targets in there for carbon emission reduction?
Well, I think that's something that, you know, will come in time. I mean, I've been reading up about it, and the targets, I think, will be worked out for each specific area as we go along.
They're not in the legislation?
Not as outlined to date. But
all right. And Dr. Cara Augustenberg, is that a failing in this piece of legislation?
Hi, Mary. Absolutely. I mean, Robert said that there are targets, but there are no targets in this bill, and that's what we've all been saying is the problem from the very beginning. We need very specific objectives. The objective that they set forth here is loose and vague. Nobody really knows what it means, and there's no time. We can't be saying these targets will come in time. There is no time. In fact, I wonder if Robert must be disappointed that his own MIDI recommended that a national roadmap be set out within 12 months of publishing the bill, and in this bill it's been in fact rolled up to 24 months. So even in this current government, there will be no action on climate based on this current bill.
But it's a huge disappointment. Cara, from a position where we've had no legislation, at least we will have legislation and a 24-month target, you say, as opposed to a 12-month, which is what you would want. But is it going in the right direction?
Yeah, it's a dilemma to say, well, any bill is better than no bill. I mean, when you're talking about something like littering, maybe fixing, reducing the amount of litter is a step in the right direction. But when it comes to climate, there's tipping points, and we're running out of time to do anything about climate. So I don't think that in this case any bill is better than no bill. What we need is a strong bill, and we need certainty that we're moving toward a low carbon economy.
Are you disappointed, Robert Douds, that the government didn't take a more robust approach and take the lead from your report?
Well, obviously, I would like as clear a position as possible, because we all accept, at least very few people don't accept, that we are in a situation where this issue has to be addressed urgently. Part of the problem is that adaptation does take time, and it's regrettable that's the case. I mean, in an area like agriculture, it's hard to get emissions down quickly. In some other areas, like for example the built environment and energy, it should be more easy to reduce the carbon output more rapidly. But certainly I will be arguing that this is a strong piece of legislation as possible. But it is absolutely vital.
Will you be arguing to strengthen it? it at committee stage?
Yes, because I mean you cannot but accept that this is the most important and urgent problem facing not just Ireland but our whole world.
What can you tell us in terms of that urgency? How quickly this legislation will actually make it through the Dáil and onto the statute books?
Well, I mean, obviously, because the government really has about a year and maybe a month or so to run, it's important that it gets through as quickly as possible because there's a limited amount of time. And, I mean, the previous government was supposed to tackle this issue and unfortunately didn't.
Have you any timeline from your colleague and Labour Environment Minister?
I haven't as such, but, I mean, it would be his intention to get it on the statute book as rapidly as possible. And as I say, I mean, there is clearly limited time left for this government because we're talking about, 13 or 14 months.
Well, that should be sufficient, should it not, to get a piece of legislation through if there's a commitment to do so?
Well, I would hope so, and the sooner it happens, the better.
Before we go, just very quickly, you know, people will say, sure, what does it matter anyway what we do in Ireland, because you still have the big manufacturing countries like China and India and the United States not meeting their targets.
Well, listen, I disagree when you say that the bigger countries aren't doing enough or aren't doing anything. I mean, if you look at pictures now of India and Mexico and other third world countries, they're covered in solar panels and wind turbines. And the message that I'm getting when I see these other countries is that Ireland is really falling behind the times. We're hugely dependent on imported fossil fuel, and that's putting us at a big risk economically. If we want to attract more foreign businesses, we need to be more secure in where we get our fuels and our energy. And so I think we need to do our part as much as every other country, not only for climate, but also to move with the times.
I am out of time. Thank you both for joining us, Dr. Cara Augustenberg.